This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu. Avana is a newly funded 2 million ringgit, Malaysian ringgit, Malaysian startup that it's in the e-commerce space to provide a special focus for micro merchants. With existing 2,000 merchants, right now they are looking to achieve 20,000 merchants, hopefully by August 2017 and then later on more within the next coming years, with expansion plans around Southeast Asia, followed by Asia and hopefully globally. Ambitious? Well, maybe. But for Lokman Adris, the COO, the CEO, and also Yen Yi, the COO, and they are the co-founders, nothing seems to be too ambitious for them. Now, guys, welcome to the show. 2,000 merchants already on board, which is quite a big number. So tell me first about Avana and what is it all about? Because it's not a household brand in that sense.
Hi, I'm Yen Yi. Avana is a platform that helps micro merchants transform social media from a promotional platform to a transactional platform. So how micro merchants are selling, especially in Malaysia, it's still very manual. They use social media to market, but when it comes to taking orders and fulfilling orders, it's still very manual.
Manual as in how?
Okay, so manual, for example, they will promote a picture on Facebook, for example, and then they'll put something like, oh, PM to order or WhatsApp to order.
The PM.
Yes, correct. So once it's converted to PM or WhatsApp, then the merchant has to try to close the sales. Mm-hmm. This could typically take between 1 day to 1 week, because you have things like the buyer hasn't answered or hasn't seen the message.
Yeah, they reply a bit slow and all that sometimes. I've experienced this before as well.
So not only the replies, when it comes to payment, it's relatively manual in a sense, either they direct bank in or cash deposit, then they have to provide the proof of purchase.
Yeah.
So that whole sales cycle could take 1 day to a week, and this is not feasible for micro merchants to grow or expand their business.
And honestly, it's very messy for them. You know, if these merchants, they have like a 1 or 2 orders per day, no problem. But once they reach a limit of, let's say, 50 orders per day, then it's become super messy, you know, because of all this, how they manage the stock. Most of them, they use like Excel, pen and paper. And then
I mean, they're getting inputs from so many different sources.
And then they have
to
track all this, you know, in terms of backup orders, not just like orders coming through, which orders is not coming through. Mm. So they have to, sometimes they oversell or they don't know how much stocks that they actually have. You know, like it's a big problem for like micro merchants.
And this is a problem that's been, you know, ever since marketers found, like these merchants found a way to sell items or promote items on social media. The problem already existed. And even, I think, even before social media, the forum space, you know, back in the 90s when, you know, internet was still kind of new, you know, people used to use forums to sell stuff, and the PM was where it sort of came about. This problem isn't sort of new, so when did you all decide, like, you know, we got to run something that can solve this problem?
Because I guess, like, right now the difference is the small volume. I mean, people don't see this. I mean, previously people sell, for example, for hobby, but now most of these people, they are selling seriously. You know, most of the people that working professional, they're also selling online, and they're actually making more money than their, you know, day job. And so this is when you know, when they make a lot of sales, so they have this new problems. Because previously, I think on forums and everything, they're not so serious. But with Facebook, I guess, like, this, the product discovery is easier. So basically people can, you know, find new products, or people can find new customer easier, because it's a huge, like, user base. But then of course the problem now comes about, like, how you manage all this. So that's where, you know, we come in.
And so how old is Avana, and, you know, how did you guys sort of met, and, you know, what was the discussion on, like, you know, who saw this opportunity, and, you know, how's it been so far?
Okay, maybe I share a bit about my background. When I was in college, I discovered online shopping. So back then it was blog shops. We didn't have marketplaces or not even Facebook at that time. So what I did was I got very addicted, because
you went broke.
Yes, correct. Because as a student, I had limited budget, but I always wanted to sort of chase the trends. So blog shops gave me that opportunity. And then I realized something. I always seem to miss out on the new collections by the blog shops. So what I did was I started a blog. It's called Shopaholics Den. I curated all my online shopping finds, and then it became an online community of sellers and buyers. So I became a sort of marketing medium for these blog shops. So it was all well until I realized that the blog shops don't last very long. Then I actually became friends with a lot of the owners and I asked them why. Most common problem is, oh, I have to go overseas and study. I'm starting a family. I'm starting a job. It's too much hassle. It's always too much hassle because these micro merchants are typically one or two man show.
Right. And everything's manual in
that sense. Everything is manual. You know, they take photos, they edit photos, they write the description, and then they market it. And then you have to take orders and you fulfill the orders. So it's very manual, very taxing on a one or two person. And I thought to myself, surely there could be a better way to fix this. But I'm not from a technical background. I could only know as much as blogging. Yeah. And then, I guess, by chance, and the stars aligned, I met Lukman.
So basically, I was previously I was working on enterprise software. So basically, I have an agency that we develop like software for like a big client, so a big e-commerce clients, and then most of the clients pays like, you know, like tens of thousands of ringgit, you know, to build an e-commerce. But then I also keep on like getting this request from micro merchants, you know, like small merchants that they also want to have you know, e-commerce platform and they want to sell online, and then they come to me and they say, hey, can you like help us build, you know, these platforms? And then when I ask them, okay, you know, okay, what's the budget? Of course, it's not 10 of thousands, it's like very little. And then for us as a team, as a company, it's like at that time, we think that, okay, this is not very cost efficient for us to actually develop, you know, to spend time to develop e-commerce for a couple hundred of ringgits, because that's all the budget they have. And then I feel like very, like personally, I feel like I do want to help them, but how do we do this? So that is when, you know, we decided to actually come up with this idea of software as a service of e-commerce where we scale based on volume. So when we do this is, I mean, we can do at a lower price and affordable. And then the barrier is for entry is lower for all the, you know, brands.
And how long ago has Avana been around?
I mean, the platform itself has been here for like a couple of years before it was under different name. That time we take time to actually to develop for a platform to mature, because like personally I don't think it's fair for us to charge you know, like people for something that's like not mature. But at this stage, I think when we started, I think like last year, when we finally launched the platform like officially, and then we start like charging people to use it, and I think like it was September last year when we officially launched. And then we actually just like rebranded to Avana. Like,
and what's the name means? What does Avana means? How did that name come about?
Okay, so basically we wanted a name where we can share our own story of what the name meant. For Avana, it's our promise to micro merchants to enable them with a platform that's easy to use, low technical barrier. So basically to use our platform, there's no installation, no programming, you don't need technical knowledge. If you know how to use Facebook, you definitely know how to use our platform.
Right.
So it's our promise to empower more micro merchants, not only in Malaysia, we're looking at the region and soon global.
Mm-hmm. And you've recently invited external ventures to take a stake in Avana, and all this is initially it started all privately, but now you're opening up, and this is because you're looking to expand, because you already have 2,000 merchants, and that's a lot for a startup like yours. Is this because you really found that, you know, that gold mine in this, you know, very busy e-commerce space, and you decide like, wow, we need, you know, outsiders help and we can really grow this bigger?
Yes, exactly, because of we do see a lot of requests, a lot of traction. I mean, we have a traction, and then we see potential, and then there's a lot of this merchant, because like originally we didn't expect you know, for us to actually found like there's actually a lot of these micro merchants. But you know, as we were developing this platform, we found out that there's actually like thousands and thousands and thousands of these you know, micro merchants in Malaysia only. And then when we go overseas, you know, like Southeast Asia, we travel around, we actually met a lot more of this merchant. So that's when we decided actually we need to grow, and then we need to grow fast. And then, you know, like e-commerce is like pretty hot right now, like in Malaysia. And then we thought that, okay, if we don't grow now, I mean, it's either that we're not going to grow at all. So that's when we actually decided, you know, to bring in like a extra, you know, investors into
the. So how important is it for you to sort of be like the first to capitalize in these micro merchants, especially when you mentioned the e-commerce here in Malaysia is buzzing like mad, and I'm sure around the region, Singapore as well, you know, it's crazy, and Indonesia is a completely different animal by itself when it comes to micro merchants. Is it so important to be like the first to sort of tap into this kind of markets and to really give them the solutions, or and that's the reason why you're going quite aggressive, or you know, you're aggressive because you know that's your plan, you have a short-term plan and you're going to aim for that, or there's a reason for this aggressiveness?
Yes, I mean, this is part of the plan that of our growth plan, but this is the first market that we're targeting, and the reason why we do this is because of this market has not been serve like well. I mean, like a lot of like e-commerce, they don't want to serve micro merchants because of
it's too small.
Too small, yeah. And there's like no money in it. That's what they said. But we've been working with a lot of like micro merchants, and we actually see the trends, and we have like the numbers
All right. I'm speaking to Lokman Adris, the CEO, and also Yan Yi, the COO of Avana, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Lokman Adris, the CEO, and also Yan Yi, the COO of Avana. Avana is basically a Malaysian startup that's in the e-commerce space, and they're providing a special focus for the micro merchants. And you've already got about 2,000 merchants on board, helping them to get the deal done, basically. Because on social media, it's a lot about marketing yourself, and then when a sale does sort of come true in that sense, it's all manual work, and you're coming in to help all these micro merchants to ease their burden. So you're taking off the manual work and putting it into an automated kind of system and all. Yep. How about then, like, aren't you in a way sort of moving along the lines of becoming something like Shopify and other big brands who are in this space, or you're really not focusing on that, you are just solely going to look into micro merchants?
I mean, maybe in the future. I mean, that's the natural progression, of where we are. Mm. But right now, we are actually trying to solve a different set of problems altogether, because like the way that these micro merchants do business is different than the other platforms out there that are offering shopping carts and everything. It's totally different, and this is something that we actually noticed and we decided to solve, because like previously also we provide e-commerce platform and then. Mm-hmm. We know what work and what doesn't based on feedbacks and everything. So we actually find that this is actually a huge problem for micro merchants, the one that we're trying to solve.
Now, you've also incorporated the private messaging or the PM, sort of sale conversion solution. Is this simply because of the buying habits here in Malaysia? I mean, what's your typical Malaysian buying habit? PM seems to be a very common word when we do shopping online right. with Malaysian merchants. PM me this, PM me that.
Yeah, because I think like in earlier stage, we actually try to fight this. We try to convert.
Not make it PM.
Yeah, not make it PM. We try to convert people, but I don't think we can. I mean, because it's a huge effort to educate. It's easy to educate the merchants, but it's hard to educate the buyers, because they have like a tens of thousands of buyers. How do you educate each one of them? Because when we meet these buyers or even like some new merchants, and when we ask them, are you selling online, for example? They said yes. It's how? They said WhatsApp. So that's for them is online selling already. So it's a mindset that we have to actually try to change, but it's hard to change.
Right. So let's clarify for all the people who are listening here, WhatsApp sales is not online sales. Is that it?
It's not e-commerce.
It's not e-commerce.
Yes.
Okay. So what's your ultimate goal, your plan now? Like, you've got 2,000 merchants, you're opening up to external investors to come in and help you grow as well. You've got neighboring countries that are exploding in the e-commerce space. Is there sort of like a goal that you have that year end the next year? What's the ambition here, and how far away from achieving this, and what do you need in order to get that?
Firstly, we're looking to automate the way micro merchants do their business online through our platform. The PM feature is just one of the many examples. And we're looking to rapidly empower as many merchants as we can. Because, for example, like what Luqman just mentioned, WhatsApp selling is selling online to them. So it's also partly educating the merchants about what's available out there, tools or platform that they can use to grow their business, and also so that they can compete on a global level with other e-commerce players. So we want to educate them that, hey, you know, you're not just selling to your friends or your neighbors. You can actually sell to people who are in Sabah, Sarawak, and actually out of Malaysia. And how do you do that? With our platform, you can go there faster.
Let's talk about the pricing structure, because at the end of the day, a lot of well, the problems obviously existed a long time back, but a lot of these, you know, e-commerce players in the larger ones obviously ignore these micro merchants, because you raised up the point earlier on, Luqman, about the cost. You know, it's too small for these big players to come in and, you know, look after micro merchants. Your pricing structure is completely different. You charge as low as what, 399 per year for these merchants.
Yeah, that's less than what, tetarik price every day.
So how is this possible? You know, how developing a whole solution obviously is not cheap, and you know, you need the quantity in order to, you know, get this kind of numbers. How did this possible? And this, was this from day one? We're gonna price it at, like, you know, at this price, and we're gonna hopefully price it even lower with, you know, with more expansion.
Yeah, of course. This is a volume game, you know, because we know there's millions of like micro merchants that has yet to enter, you know, the online commerce market, and we have to be there. And we basically, our goal is to convert as much as possible on online merchants, because we cannot charge these people enterprise pricing. Because even though previously I worked with enterprise, I know, you know, like what works and what doesn't in terms of pricing. And then we actually work with all these micro merchants for a while already, and then we kind of, you know, find out, like, okay, this is the pricing that works for them. And then, because there's even for micro merchants, there are multiple tier of them, you know, how many depends on how many people that work for them. So I think is we need to capture, I mean, the market as fast as possible, and as many as possible.
And what happens if, let's say, I'm a micro merchant, and, you know, I decide to, you know, let's engage with Avana. How's the process like? You know, what is needed on my side? And, you know, how do you guys come in and, you know, help me and understand what I'm selling and, you know, what kind of key demographics that I'm aiming at? Where do you solve it for me? How do you automate it for me? And what's, like, you know, besides doing the traditional of, you know, tracking of, you know, where, who I'm buying, who's buying from me, and, you know, putting them all into an Excel sheet and all that. And then, you know, trying to ship out the items. Where do you come in, and, you know, what's my role after Avana?
Basically, we provide them a platform to automate the whole process. You know, like, okay, right now, how people do it is on Facebook. Basically, most of micro merchants, they rely on Facebook advertising right now. So they post a product and then they do Facebook ads. And then that's when they get all these PMs, and that's when the headache starts. So basically, when we come in, so basically we also provide them with you know, like a web store, a Facebook store, and all those. But we also have tools to automate their process, these PMs to become an order. So basically, in a way, if let's say the merchants and the buyer want to continue the conversation, you know, even after the sales process happens, they can talk. You know, they can continue the conversation. But for us, what we do is we try to cut down the sales cycles, you know, from 1 week to become like maybe like 1 or 2 days.
Right, yeah. Right. So you really do reduce the amount of steps that you know, a traditional micro merchant would normally take, and you reduce the steps drastically as well. Right. Let's talk about your stand on talent and management, because I understand it's quite unique as well, the way the whole company is being structured, in a sense. Do explain to me though, like, you know, what is the management style here, and you know, is this even sustainable? Because you have to probably first explain what is your, you know, management style, because it's very unique and it's very hard for me to explain. So I guess, you know, I got to leave it to the co-founders to explain it here.
Okay, so basically when we grow our team, we're looking for leaders in their own domain. So for example, the key people that we hired, they lead their own side business somewhat. So for example, our sales guy, he sells conflict cookies. Yes.
So they are intrapreneurs in that.
They are also micro merchants.
Yes. And another one, admin, she handmade bracelets, and she sells through Instagram. So what better people to create a platform to help micro merchants than micro merchants themselves? So these are the people that we know, like, hey, you know, they started something out of nothing. They championed their own brand. They made it happen regardless of what tool was given to them. And they understand the problems and barriers that micro merchants go through. So when we pull our talent pool together, everybody has their experience, everybody has the right input, and together we build a better product to serve micro merchants.
Wow, okay. So how big is your team, like, in terms of, like, you know, full-timers minus out the micro merchants who are part of Avana? How big is Avana actually then?
Currently, we are at 11 full-timers.
Wow, okay.
12.
12 full-timers, yes. Wow.
We have someone joining us soon.
and the merchants, you know, how closely do you interact with them? Because they're also obviously part of Avana. So how does it go about? Because obviously they would be more focused on their, you know.
Time management, it's something that I guess, like, you can't really teach per se. So they manage it on their own time. And because they manage it, they're able to give better feedback to the product, to the platform. And it also helps them do better in whatever role that they're in.
We also, like, helping, like, these merchants. You know, we have, like, our team. We have a group for, of our merchants that we actually help them in terms of sales, advice. So we have, but it's a big group.
Mm.
And we regularly communicate with them. And then they openly can ask, you know, any type of question. I mean, some question is, like, very technical, you know, how I do this with this platform, but most of it is really not. It's just like, how do I market my product now? Because I already have, you know, all these products uploaded. Okay, what's next? So basically we do that for them, and then we don't really charge a, like, consultation fee, because we consider them as part of, like, our big family.
Yeah. Now, last question, any success stories that you can share of, you know, people or merchants using Avana?
Okay, so we have this merchant. She's a young 22-year-old. With her husband, they decided to sell hijabs, so tudung. They started selling on Facebook and Instagram. The hijabs are made by her mom in her hometown in Johor. So previously, they just market on social media, take manual orders, and it takes typically about a week to close the sale, and that's very long because the product isn't very expensive, so you can imagine the returns are sort of, like, delayed. So when we introduced the platform to her, she managed to shorten her sales cycle to 1 to 2 days.
Wow.
So that improved her revenue, and also it helped her focus on things that are more important, like, hey, marketing, maybe finding agents to promote her product and growing the brand versus, like, you know, trying to close sale over WhatsApp. And so ever since she used our platform, the system is now managed by her mom, or the production side of the business. And so they just fulfill the orders that come in. So now she has her own boutique and she's looking to open her second boutique.
And where can people find out more information about Avana, you know, if they're keen and if they're running, you know, their own micro merchants?
Can go to our website. It's www.avana.asia.
I've been speaking to Lokman Adris, the CEO, and also Yan Yi, the COO of Avana. Do check them out if you're a micro merchant. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.